want to spend the rest of the time talking about the Taylor RX study and the Oncotype DX assay, but I just have to ask you one more thing before we get on to that, because you told me that you're a dose-dense type person in general for your HER2-negative patients. I'm curious what regimen you utilize with HER2-positive patients.
For HER2-positive patients, the options that I typically discuss include doxorubicin cyclophosphamide every 3 weeks, followed by weekly paclitaxel, given concurrently with trastuzumab, weekly during the period of the paclitaxel infusions, then every 3 weeks following completion of the paclitaxel for a total duration of trastuzumab of a year. I do discuss dose-dense therapy rather than AC followed by weekly paclitaxel because we do have safety data now for that. Granted, in the Memorial trial that demonstrated the safety, they had a somewhat higher threshold for baseline left ventricular ejection fraction of 55% compared with 50% in some of the other studies. But nevertheless, I think certainly the safety data is there and it is safe to use. And so for patients where the duration of chemotherapy is an issue, I think it represents a reasonable alternative.
And the patient turns to you and says, you know, I'm not worried about duration, anything. You just tell me, what do you think I should do? What are you generally going to recommend?
Generally, the weekly paclitaxel, because that's where we have most of the data.
And our patterns of care studies show that is the number one regimen. But dose dense is not small. It's probably about a quarter of people are using dose dense right now, probably a lot more in New York.